You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. I'm your host, Jeff Cole, and this is Episode 60, eSIM versus VMS.
We're here on SIW Radio, podcast series from SecurityInfoWatch.com. Today with Bob Banerjee. Bob is the Senior Director of Training and Development for NICE Security in the Americas. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Jeff.
Our topic today is PSIM and video management solution, VMS. VMS versus PSIM, or sometimes perhaps not VMS versus PSIM, but how they can work together and what is the difference. And Bob, when you came to SecurityInfoWatch, this was the topic that you wanted to propose was, you know, what is that difference between PSIM and VMS? And why did this topic hit home for you?
This is a big problem. The problem is that there are video management systems that have been out there for a long time, and now the industry is seeing something called PSIM or physical security information management, whatever that might mean. We'll go into that in a few seconds. But there's a lot of confusion about whether PSIM is just a glorified video management system, and therefore, if it is glorified, why don't I just stick with a video management system and get all the functionality that the PSIM offers me, but for near zero? Why do I need to spend hundreds of thousands or millions on this complicated stuff that nobody needs? And coming from the company that I do, you remember, Jeff, that NICE has video management software as well as the PSIM solution. So we represent both. We have no particular interest in influencing someone to get one or the other. I just want to explain what the differences are.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because obviously we do see a lot of seminars at the trade shows, whether it's the ISC West or, you know, smaller events, or that often, you know, perhaps just have just VMS speakers or just PSIM speakers. So yeah, we're glad to have your perspective on, to have really to see both sides of that equation. So.
Okay. Excellent. So let me dive. Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say let's go ahead and dive into the discussion. What is the difference?
Okay, so there are a number of things to understand, but I thought that I thought about how to get this across quickly, and I thought rather than doing an academic comparison of the two, which really doesn't help because it's just too dry, maybe I could get it across the differences by going through a couple of scenarios. So let's do one use case scenario. So just let me tell you a little story. So I'm an end user. So let's say I'm an airport or a utility or a bank. It doesn't really matter. I'm someone. And let's say that somebody climbs over a fence. So my video analytics, I have a great video management system. My video analytics might pick up that somebody is walking near the fence or is climbing over. And so it can generate very easily, well, depending on the reliability of your analytics, but it can generate a little alarm. In my control center, I'll have a screen. Suddenly the camera that's going to show me the guy climbing over pops up. It's right in my face. My recorder might jump up in recording quality from something low to something high to make sure I'm getting the best video. I, as the operator, look at the scene. I look at what's going on, who's crawling around. I zoom in if necessary. I see the alarm and I acknowledge it. So I've said, yep, I know there's someone there. Now what I need to do is, I know that every time something bad like this happens, I need to engage other resources. I need to phone this person. I need to text this person. I need to do whatever. And I maintain visual contact with the guy climbing over the fence and follow him through the facility. And at the end of the day, I'll export the video to use it as evidence. The variations on this are that maybe video analytics didn't create the alarm. Maybe it's a door forced open or an intrusion system where you have some kind of sensor. But basically, there's a trigger. I get to know about it, and I get some things done, and then that's the end of the story. The integration between the video and the access control system or the intrusion system is often native, which means that there's direct, really good two-way communication. You don't need anything more fancy to do what we just described here in the first use case. If we contrast this with a second use case, so let me tell you this story now. So we're a facility, the same facility, and our current threat level is medium. So we're on medium level of alert. Then through the internet comes a message from the government advising for our kind of facility that we need to be on high alert because something somewhere has happened. My video analytics near the fence still detects someone there. We know it's a Saturday night and there shouldn't be anyone there. So I start an incident with medium severity. I don't panic just yet. I just know that something's happened. I notify my guard to go out and he says, nope, there's nothing there. Then my physical access control system sees that a fence is cut. Suddenly I've gone from a medium severity situation to a high severity. I notify the local law enforcement. I get my mobile assets on place, on site. I lock down the area. I do a mass notification to all staff, advise the stakeholders. And then I get a small explosion near the depot where there's a chemical leak. I get a phone call coming in, advising that there are people injured. I need to get medics out. Somebody's taking some video with a camera phone. At the end of the day, when I try to wrap up this whole incident, I'm going to need to include that video from the camera phone along with everything else, along with the phone conversations, the Motorola handset conversations, all these different media associated with the incident. And the point is that unlike the first use case scenario, in this second one, a trigger came in, and it created an incident or a situation which I then needed to manage. While I'm managing it, things are changing around me. And that's why you need situational awareness in order to constantly keep up to date with what's going on regarding a situation while you're trying to manage it. That's different from the first case where a trigger came in, something bad, and I resolved it. Here, it's an incident that has a lifetime, and I need to know what's going on so I can manage it. That's the core difference between having something that's video-centric, like a video management system, and something that is incident-centric, which is, it's got nothing to do with video, it's got nothing to do with access. In fact, it might not even be physical security-related. It's about the thing that's gone wrong. It's about the incident. And most people don't know this, but in a command and control center, 70% of incidents are started not with some integrated system sending me a message like a door is forced open or someone's climbing over a fence, but 70% are started with a simple phone call. So this concept of PSIM is something that gives me a layer of integrated systems, so that I know all the alarms coming in. That's really a gross oversimplification of what it is. It's about managing incidents.
You know, Bob, when we compare PSIM versus VMS, and I think a lot of end users wrestle with, especially in today, when they go to the big trade shows and all these companies, the VMS companies, the PSIM companies like your own firm, are there, they have a hard time knowing which they really should be looking at. And there's a lot to look at. There's a lot of PSIM companies now, and there's a lot more VMS companies than there really ever have been, and certainly than there were a few years ago. You know, is there, when we think like an end user, what's the first thing they need to think about? In terms of, do I need PSIM or is VMS okay?
So,
can I solve the problem with video? Is that one of the things they should need to consider?
Right. So 90% of video management systems are not even being managed. They're there for forensic reasons. There's some video recording equipment in a closet, And when something bad happens, somebody goes up, unlocks the closet, exports the meaningful video, and then uses it in court. So most video systems are for forensics, not for live analysis. If all you need to do is record video with some integrations to access control, then you don't need PSIM. But if you have a command and control center and bad things happen and you need to resolve those, you need to understand what's going on your facility, maybe multiple facilities, and if you need to manage the situation to resolution, then you need to look at something that is incident-centric, not video-centric. For example, let's just be extreme about it. In the BP fiasco down in the Gulf, when the alarm came in that something very bad has just happened down on that particular platform, a video management system could receive that alarm and pop up a video of a camera. But at that point, a video management system says, I told you I would let you know if something bad happened. Good luck. Whereas an incident-centric system would say, something bad has happened. This is what we normally do when this kind of thing happens. We know what we do because we have standard operating procedures that we've got documented in very thick binders. And there's a problem with that because if I've been working in the command and control center for 30 years, I'll know what to do. But if I've only been there 6 months, I may not know what to do. And so digitizing those and standardizing how they get performed, that gives you consistency. That allows you to resolve incidents faster. And when I go and visit end users and I ask them, so when something bad happens, do you care? Because if they don't care, then they don't need to manage the incident any better than they are already. But usually people will tell me, oh yeah, we have to manage, we need to resolve it faster. And I simply ask, why? Why do you care whether this kind of incident takes you 3 days? What's wrong with it taking 7 days to resolve? And that's when you find out the core issues. It's the black eye. It's the political black eye. Maybe it's the economic consequences of taking too long to resolve something. Maybe it's because it's regulatory based, and so you got the government climbing all over you with a fine. But usually there's consequences, and where there is, then there is a return on investment for resolving incidents faster or better or with fewer resources than you're currently doing. Everybody manages them today. The question is whether you need to do it better.
Okay. So I guess, I mean, I'm trying to distill these down to a few takeaways. One, VMS will work for you fine. If you just plan on recording, you probably don't have a command center. You're probably really using your VMS as a glorified recording engine, okay? That's use case one. VMS is fine. Use case two, VMS is fine. You're primarily using it for recording, and you do have a bank of monitors. It's just basic video awareness tool that you want to add to your quiver. You'll resolve those incidents in other means. You start to break into the PSIM world when your risk is higher, and if I'm hearing you right, Bob, when you need to resolve those incidents or manage those incidents in a real-time, high-quality control type of situation, you need all the information, and when you're done, you need all of that data, those phone calls, the video, the access, the alarms, radar if you're on the water, if you're MARSEC, et cetera, and brought in. Is that perhaps one good way to think about when do you make the leap from VMS to PSIM?
I envy you for being able to put it so simply that what took me 10 minutes has just taken you a minute to summarize. But yes, that's definitely one thing. There is one other aspect, and it's completely unrelated to all of these, and that is about choice for the end user. So there are two reasons why. There are two things I want to say. First of all, as an end user, let's say a bank, for example, because they're actually a common example of this. So a bank, particularly in the US, they've been growing by mergers and acquisitions over the last few years, so there's a lot of consolidation. The problem with that is that every time I acquire another bank or I acquire another building or whatever it might be, I inherit a completely different physical security infrastructure. And the problem with that is I now need to set aside many tens of millions of dollars to make sure that I rip out their access control and put in my access control, rip out their video, put in my video. That's a natural consequence of the acquisition process, because you do not want 20 different access control systems or 20 different video systems in if you do indeed want a consolidated security operation center. You want one way to see everything. Now, whereas a video management system can have integration to a number of access control, usually a video management system will not be able to pull up somebody else's video. Whereas a PSIM solution is a piece of software that is independent of the access control video intrusion systems below it. And so what some banks are doing is that they're putting in a PSIM layer, which is the desktop in the command and control center. And when anything bad happens, when anytime anything bad happens, they click on a camera. They don't know whether it's a nice video management systems camera, whether it's a Bosch's camera, Genetec's camera, or anybody out there. Because the idea of the PSIM being independent is that it sees all of those as great systems, but you know what? What I'm going to present to the user is just the PSIM layer. I'm going to say there's a camera icon here. If you click on it, I'll show you the video, either from today or yesterday. And what that means is that for organizations that keep growing, particularly by mergers and acquisitions, every time you add a new physical subsystem, like another video system, it doesn't matter. You don't change anything. You're keeping the top layer the same.
That's a great point. So that's definitely the second absolute value use case for PSIM is the magic glue that allows you not to have to go back and rip and replace all the different systems, but bring them into a common field of view, if you will. Okay. Now, Bob, we've covered a lot of territory. Final question, are there systems that start to cross over between VMS and PSIM? Or is that just market?
That's a nasty question, but it's possibly the most interesting one. So there are pure video management systems that stand run alone. There are PSIM solutions that are complete. They integrate with everyone's stuff, and that's great. Then there's this category that's been created called PSIM Lite. And PSIM Lite is being positioned by video management system players as, listen, what you really want to do is see video, but you want good integration to other systems so that they can provide their alarms into me. So we will provide you with a video management system like we have at NICE. We also have a video management system with integration to hundreds of other things, but we would not refer to that as PSIM Lite because it is video-centric. It is not about an incident. As a command and control center guy sitting in front of my screen, with a video system, I'll have a list of alarms that are coming in. But in a PSIM solution, I would have a list of incidents that I'm currently working on, and each of them could have a lifetime that is minutes or days or weeks long. It's a completely different way of looking at it. Possibly the worst thing about all of this is that we live in the physical security space, and PSIM, depending on who puts it in, I've heard consultants telling me that for their customers, 80% of the incidents would not be to do with security. Because, and they explained it to me, an incident is an incident is an incident. It doesn't always have to be about someone breaking in. It could be a leaky toilet. It could be some fuel has spilled on the tarmac. It could be anything. And when any of these things happen, they all need to be resolved. But we, our consultants, our integrators in our space, tend to be stuck on thinking physical security. There's a few of us that are thinking about, well, it is physical security, but it's also about operations, about running your business. And maybe a physical security thing will have an impact on how the business operates. Well, do I turn around and say that's not my problem? Or do I say, well, with PSIM, don't just think of it as managing physical security. It's about managing incidents. And I can help you run your operation better because of that.